you are the only person who has not done it, who has not seen Happy Gilmore 2. I'm convinced.
But I feel like at this point, with all of the clips I've seen on TikTok and Instagram, I feel like I could piece the movie together.
I know what happens. I get it.
But no, still haven't seen it.
Did you see how big of an opening weekend it had on Netflix? In fact, it has set the record now. 46.7 million views over 3 days.
Now, I guess Netflix makes money off of that by people that would want to newly subscribe. As opposed to putting it into the movie theater and then getting money that way.
Right. You get your subscribers and the people are like, well, I really want to watch it. And they maybe do like the 7-day trial and then forget to cancel it. Yeah. Guess what? Now you have a subscription to Netflix, which I have a little bone to pick with Netflix. It gave me a recommendation of a show to watch. And I know you don't have a subscription to Netflix, right?
No.
Okay. So they give you the top 10 movies and TV shows that are like trending on there. So one of the top trending shows is called The Hunting Wives. And I was like, okay, well, it's trending. Everybody's watching it. Let me start watching it. There's a lot to see.
Oh.
Without saying too much, I don't know if this is the modern 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh?
Because it is definitely of that vein. I mean, it is one you cannot watch with your kids.
Huh.
Not even in earshot.
Really?
There is a lot to see.
Why was it recommended for you?
Well, no, it's like one of the top trending. It wasn't just me. Oh. It's one of the top trending. Like, let me just tell you, there are going to be some babies born like 9 months from now if everybody is watching this show.
Fine, I'll get a subscription.